This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian air defenses have managed to intercept most of the exploding drones launched by Russia, which has exposed gaps in the country's air protection after almost 16 months of war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The drones were seemingly heading towards the warehouses of a local military unit, according to Russian authorities. Russian media said the two drones came down near the village of Lukino, which is administratively part of the city of Moscow. The wreckage of a third drone was reportedly found about 12 miles further away. Russia's defense ministry called the drones an unsuccessful attempt at a terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime. It added that all three drones were brought down by electronic jamming. I'm Karen Chamas.
The chief of mercenary group Wagner on Wednesday accused Moscow's top brass of deceiving Russians about the course of Ukraine's offensive and pointed to Kyiv's progress on the battlefield. Earlier this month, Kyiv's military launched its counteroffensive in the east and south of the western back country to claw back territory lost since last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly said Ukraine's offensive is failing. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he is deeply troubled by the continued violence and loss of life in the occupied West Bank. In a statement released late Wednesday, Guterres condemned all acts of violence against civilians, including acts of terror that includes Tuesday's shooting deaths of four Israelis in the West Bank by two Palestinians. Guterres also called on Israel to ensure the civilian population is protected against all acts of violence and that perpetrators are held to account. He condemned what he called the ensuing acts of vandalism and torching of land and properties. Hundreds of Israeli settlers stormed into a Palestinian town in the occupied West Bank, setting fire to